Penguin Audio presents Desperation by Stephen King, read by Kathy Bates.
Part 1. Highway 50. In the House of the Wolf, the House of the Scorpion. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Gross. What, Mary, what? Didn't you see it? See what? She looked at him, and in the harsh desert sunlight, he saw that a lot of the color had gone out of her face, leaving just the marks of sunburn on her cheeks and across her brow, where not even a strong sunblock cream would entirely protect her. She was very fair and burned easily. On that sign, the speed limit sign. What about it? There was a dead cat on it, Peter. Nailed there, glued there, or some damn thing. He hit the brake pedal. She grabbed his shoulder at once. Don't you even think about going back. Was it a white cat? He could see the back of the sign in the rearview mirror, but that was all. When they'd passed it, he'd been looking off in the other direction, at some birds flying toward the nearest wedge of mountains. Strictly attending to the highway was not something one had to do at every second out here. Nevada called its stretch of U.S. 50 the loneliest highway in America. And in Peter Jackson's opinion, it lived up to its billing. Of course, he was a New York boy, and he supposed he might be suffering a cumulative case of the creeps. No, it was a tiger stripe, she said. What difference does it make? I thought maybe Satanists in the desert, he said. This place is supposed to be filled with weirdos. Isn't that what Mary L. said? Intense was the word she used, Mary said. But since we haven't seen anybody since we crossed the California state line...